Ba ba da ba, we're living in Virginia, yeah. Denny and good morning, afternoon, evening, everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of Denny and Virginia, the podcast, audio only version. So, yeah, sorry about your ears. Anyway, welcome to yet another episode of Denny and Virginia, the podcast, audio only version. So this is a very unique experience in which I have not posted this content anywhere besides audio only platforms, aka Spotify. So, on today's episode, we're going to be talking about what to do when there's nothing to do in the great, great state of VA. Or, in other words, what to do when there's nothing to do in the great, great state of VA. JK, because there is always something to do in the great, great state of Virginia. Let me explain. If you think there is nothing to do in the great, great state of Virginia, you are correct. If you think there's always something to do in the great, great state of Virginia, you are correct. It all depends on you. And that is actually the primary purpose of Denny and Virginia. I want you guys to know that you have the power in your hands. The power is yours. I do not claim that phrase. If you know, you know. I'm not going to tell you where it's from, because that will age me. But if you know, you know. Anyway, you can determine how much fun or how many things you get done in the great, great state of Virginia because you are the only one who knows you. There is only one you. And so do not live your life vicariously through others on the interwebs. Don't do that. Do not waste your time doing that, watching other people enjoying life and not enjoying it yourself. So I would like for you guys to challenge yourselves and just do a little self-checkup, you know? Reevaluate your current life situation. Are you happy with where you are in life? If so, fantastic, great, I love it. I love that for you. I love you, my precious little Virginia Knight. If not, why is that? Are you a little Mr. Grumpy Gills? Is it a you thing? Is it a VA thing? What is it? So just do a little assessment, you know? Like, are you happy here? If you think it's boring here, you're a liar, okay? It's not boring here, okay? It's all a matter of perspective. I don't think it's boring because the things that I tend to enjoy are like super, super simple. I enjoy having meals with my family. I enjoy family time. I enjoy spending time outside, taking little walks. I enjoy nature photography now. Didn't know that was going to be a thing because I am actually not a nature girly. I enjoy looking at the blue skies. I enjoy taking super pretty aesthetic pictures of sceneries and landscape now. And yeah, I just have super, super simple needs. So what type of things do you like? Like, have you done them recently? If you, like, evaluate what your schedule is like on the regular, on the day-to-day. Are you doing the same thing day in, day out, day in, day out? Do you find that you're kind of, like, repeating life? You're repeating the same days over and over and over again. And before you know it, you repeated the same day. You repeated the same week. You repeated the same month. You repeated the same year, and boom! 10 years went by. 10 years went by, and you were just like in the same spot. And I don't want that for anyone. I want you guys to always go up, 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 grow, 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 and be as happy as you can be. So I'm not saying you're gonna reach the ultimate level of happiness in life because, I mean, there's no cap, you know? There's no cap. So just keep reaching, keep stretching. But challenge yourself. Find things to do. It is not difficult. I'm going to give you some methods on this episode right now. It's super, super easy. First, write down things that you know for a fact you already like to do. Boom, you already have to have a list of at least 10 things. Come on. Nobody knows you better than you. So you should at least be able to write down 10 things that you know for a fact you like to do. Things to do in VA. Super easy first list. Write down things that you don't like to do, to be honest, and then maybe give them another shot, or maybe give them a first shot, because there's been some things where I didn't think that I would like it, and then I actually tried it out, and I was like, you know what? I actually like nature a little bit. I'm not a major nature girly, but I was a recluse for quite a while, just in my little hole in the house for most of the time, for many, many years, actually. And when I started doing Denny in Virginia, I started going to walks as a way to explore the great, great state of VA, and I found out that going for a walk in a park is actually pretty dope, pretty relaxing, sometimes exciting, to be honest, because you never know what you're going to find, you never know what type of creatures you're going to see, what animals you get to see, what cool people you get to meet up with. So I found out that that was something I actually do enjoy doing, and although the bugs still annoy me, I actually love doing it. So it was something that I really didn't have any intention of doing that I tried out. And I was like, you know what? This is pretty dope. Let's keep doing it. So yeah, write a list of stuff that you actually don't like, that you don't think you would like, rather, and maybe give it a shot. You know, start lowball it, you know. Start on the super easy, super soft stuff that won't really be, don't do anything that will be a detriment to your health, okay, guys? But do stuff that is like a little bit out of your comfort zone, or you just, let's say you're really into hip hop, you don't like rock, maybe go to a rock bar or something like that, a rock event, a free concert somewhere with somebody playing rock or country or some genre that you don't actually usually listen to, you know? Get a little bit out of your comfort zone and see if maybe there's some things that you've been missing out on in life because you've been prejudiced and you believe that you know everything about everything, but you don't. So that's another thing that you can do to find stuff to do. Another method of finding things to do in the great, great state of VA, social media. Now, you already know my current situation with social media is that I have a bit of an addiction that I am breaking. I'm curbing that, cutting that at least in half. And I don't want to contribute to that, but if you use social media in the proper methods, in a way that it is for you and not against you, it can be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful resource. You just have to do a little bit of work on the front end to get it to work for you rather than you work for it. So basically, you're going to spend some time just looking up Virginia, Chesapeake, Norfolk, Virginia Beach, wherever you live or wherever you're interested in going to. Search up that hashtag, look for influencers in that area, look for Virginia influencers, follow Visit Virginia, follow Visit whatever city you're from, Visit Chesapeake, Visit Virginia Beach, Visit Norfolk, Visit Portsmouth, Suffolk. Just follow the accounts that you know are posting relevant, up-to-date, modern Virginia content regularly. The ones that are active, not the ones that like they started it years ago and they haven't updated since 2012, okay? And it's not that difficult. Once you start liking those accounts, following those accounts, interacting with those accounts, leaving comments, the algorithm will start to work for you and it will start sending you events. It'll start sending you paid events, free events, new influencers, food areas, foodies, just Virginia influencers in general. It's just going to start sending stuff for you without you having to even look for it. That's what's been my blessing right now. Is that most of the time I'm not looking, actively looking for events. They just come to me because I'm on social media, and if I scroll long enough, boom, it kicks out some Virginia event that's happening soon or some Virginia event that's happening either in my area or Richmond for some reason. I got to stop liking Richmond stuff because I got to get it more targeted to my area. So don't forget, like, the stuff that you like, it will send you stuff from that area. So don't get too crazy if you don't want to actually go to that place. But yeah, use the algorithm in your favor. It's not just IG. You can use any type of social media. Because another good resource is Facebook when it comes to events. Because a lot of local eateries, people, organizations post events on Facebook, actually. And you can just browse events for like hours, to be honest. I haven't really tapped into this too much, but it has sent me events that I'm like, oh, that's actually interesting. Or, oh, I never knew that existed. Or, where in the world? How did I miss that, you know? So yeah, Facebook is actually, if you're on Facebook, it's a good resource to find local events. And then you can also let them know if you're interested or going so that they get kind of get a little bit of a head count. And you also get to see approximately how many people at least are guaranteed to be interested in going to an event. So that's pretty cool. So another way to find events, I would say, is through Eventbrite. Not a sponsor or anything like that, but I have used Eventbrite in the past, not so much recently. I just look up like free events. I filter it. I look up free events in my area, free events in Chesapeake, free events in, I don't say Hampton Roads, but like the second I put Chesapeake, it's Hampton Roads, okay? It's the seven cities. So just go to Eventbrite and just look up free events or paid events, whatever floats your boat. I typically like the free events because, you know, that's the era that I'm in right now. However, whatever you choose to do, whatever is most coinciding with your personal interest is what you should be looking for. Remember, this is you building your dream life. This is you building your ultimate VA experience, okay? You're in control. You are the game master, so you get to control how it ends up. So if you like it, you actually search for it and you do it yourself. Do not necessarily just keep living vicariously through others. That's something that I definitely like to preach on this channel because I don't want you guys wasting too much time on social media idolizing other people when you should be out there living life on your own, okay? So make sure you take control of your own life and find stuff that you would like to do. Fine. There are plenty of family-friendly events around, family-friendly social media accounts as well that you can follow. There are plenty of individual events, adult events, like I said, youth events. Another resource is the public library. Go to your public library, whatever city you are from, just go to the public library, get a library card, and that is, going to the library itself is already something to do. The second you get a library card, you unlock so many more things to do. It's not just books, guys. There's DVDs, movies, CDs. I think one of them you can rent a keyboard. They have makerspaces depending on which library you are. I know Slover has a whole makerspace. They just have so many more resources other than just books, you know. Puzzles, if you're a puzzle person but you don't actually want to pay for a puzzle, I know for a fact Russell Memorial Library has puzzles, and also they have their own events. They have an event calendar, so go to your library website and see what type of both free and paid events that they have. Most of them are going to be free, so just see what type of events they have that month, because they list them in advance. And so libraries are a really, really good resource, not just for like fun events, but I'm talking about events like if you're out of the job and you're looking for work, they also have help with that. They can help you with professional business resources. They have different like work. The Hampton Workforce Council can post different hiring events that are in the area. So utilize the library. That's a wonderful resource to find things to do, whether it's like a serious thing or like something for fun in the great, great state of VA. And also just around the U.S. in general. Just go to the library, get a library card. Simple plug there, you know, the library is awesome, filled with awesome people, filled with awesome knowledge. And also learn, keep learning, read a book. That's something to do. That's the last thing that I wanted to wrap up on, is like, you control like what you want to do, so you can do anything. Reading a book, that's something that can be fun if you like being transported there. Read a book in a different area. When you go to a park, make your own scavenger hunt, especially for the kids. Make a scavenger hunt for the kids. Make it exciting. Find someone who already did a scavenger hunt. Find an itinerary. There are plenty of social media people who make itineraries for areas and go visit somewhere that you've never visited before. You don't have to travel far. You can literally visit somewhere in your own city that you've never been to. You cannot tell me you've explored every nook and cranny of your city, because there's so much. There's so much stuff, and things keep changing and changing and changing as time goes on. So just constantly remember that you can explore your own backyard and find stuff that you have never seen before, and you will always have something to do. You will always see something new. You will always notice a pretty flower, a pretty tree, a cute animal or something like that, a cute dog running around, a stray cat running around. It won't come near you because cats apparently don't like you, but you like them. Anyway, I digress. Yeah, there's just so much to do. There's so much to do. So basically, by the end of this, you should have the problem of, I actually have too much to do. And so the next problem that you're going to have to overcome that I won't talk about is, how do you pick one thing and just do it? Because you're going to have so many things to choose from. That's a good problem to have, I think. But anyway, yeah. So there are so many people who actually make lists of upcoming events happening each and every single week. There are accounts that do that for you. The city accounts do that for you most of the time. They have event calendars. Guys, there are so many resources out there for you. It's for you. It's all out there for you guys. Just, you have to take advantage of it, and you have to be mindful, and you have to seek it out for yourself. Be your own individual. Please have your own mind, have your own thoughts, make your own choices, and do your own actions, guys. That's all I want to say. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Denny and Virginia, the podcast, audio only version. The last thing that I wanted to say as a potential thing to do is to explore a downtown area. There's usually a lot of stuff jam-packed into one city area. Parking usually sucks, but exploring downtown is another option of something to do when you don't think there's anything to do, because there's always something happening downtown. For instance, like downtown Norfolk, Waterside, you know, just go downtown and explore the downtown area, because usually there's museums, there's free stuff to do, random events happening, and especially because the summer is coming up. Now, if you think there's nothing to do right now, use a liar, because the summer is fast approaching, and I guarantee you, because right now we are, it is May 16th, 2024, the summer is fast approaching. There is stuff happening, like, every single day. This is not even a joke. Every single day there's stuff happening. So you guys, get out there, take control of your own life, and live a great life here in the great, great state of VA. So, once again, thank you for listening to this episode of Denny and Virginia, the podcast, audio only. And with that, Denny out.